Yeah, and you know, just it sparks interest when you when you're active, and you know, a quiet repeater is a not noticed repeater, and when you got activity going, it sparks interest and gets people involved, and it brings attention to the hobby, and it gets people out there to enjoy the hobby and have fun with the hobby, and you know, you're using the radio system that you bought and or built or whatever, and you're getting to use it for something good, so it's pretty cool.
W-H.
Yes, I agree on that. It's definitely good to hear this repeater has got a little bit more activity on it, and I think that's a good thing. One thing that surprised me and I heard, talked with a couple of people, that the TMR side is not as active as I had originally thought it was. I guess I assumed that people had more interest or had the unit, the TMR, and I guess I'm a little surprised. Maybe I'm just using talker thing. You have your radio. Maybe there's the others that are out there as well. That is one of the things I'm a little bit surprised at.
Okay, why you? Yeah. And that's the funny thing. Like, there'll be sometimes where TMR will be busy, and then there's other times where there's nobody on, and it'll be quiet, and you can hear a pin drop, but it's good, it's nice to have. The system is microwave-based, they're backed up, so the chance of failure is very, very minimal, so.
WCB. Yes, yeah, that's definitely, like I say, it's a good signal. You don't have any interference, any popcorn or bacon or anything like that with it. Good transmissions. You don't have people that are covering each other.